This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Being asked in the chat room if I'm up for wind sprints just yet. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Hey, it's Wednesday, so that means we're going to kick things off by talking with the, today it's going to be the guy from Marvelous Quarrel, and that's going to be Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
I hear you saying good evening, but you're very faint. Can you turn him up a little bit, or is it me, or what's going on with
me? Let me do my best.
Can you turn him up a bit?
I've been having problems with the cell phone, but can you hear me better now?
I can.
Okay. Very good.
So what's on your mind? I know there's a lot of things you've been writing. You've been very prolific here lately, so I wouldn't even know where to kick off with you today.
I wouldn't know either. There's been so many events, so many problems, so many exigencies. Where do we begin? I did speak with Stephen about an hour ago. He does send his regards. He really wanted to be on the show himself tonight, which would be a little difficult. But at any rate, he's doing well, and he's looking forward to being back. Oh, in a few weeks, and I'm sure he'll have plenty to talk about. Basically, what I just did this afternoon, post an article on the Arbalest Quarrel. I sent an abbreviated version to Amalan, but it was a matter that we had discussed last week to some extent, and I believe we did. It had to do with the New York Times. There was an article. It was in the post. It was in the paper edition of the newspaper on March 2nd, right. And it was posted online on February, I believe, 16th. And oftentimes they use different titles, but it was the same article. It was written by three reporters. And why this particular article had struck my attention was that it seemed to be a lot more discerning than the usual articles that we get. Usually there'll be a shooting, and then there's a harangue about assault weapons, weapons of war. There'll be a substitution of the term assault rifle for assault weapon. They'll be all over the page on that. But in this particular article, it seemed that they were trying to become more technical. But there was one particular paragraph that I was especially concerned about. And as a result, after I drafted up the article, I did speak to a weapons expert. I know, Bill, that you're an expert as well. And I just wanted to read this one passage.
Sure.
The NRA and other pro-gun groups highlight the fully automatic feature in military M4s and M16. But the American military, after a long experience with fully automatic M16s reaching back to Vietnam, decided by the 1980s to issue M16s and later M4s to most conventional troops without the fully automatic functions, and to train them to fire in a more controlled fashion.
Sure.
What all this means is that the Parkland gunmen, going back to the Parkland, Florida incident, in practical terms, had the same rifle firepower as an American grunt using a standard infantry rifle in the standard way. Well, the particular passage I was most concerned about was the one that said, well, many troops were beginning to be assigned or be given M16s and M4s without the fully automatic function. Well, when I spoke to the expert, he laughed. He said that was absolutely false.
Well, without some sort of a function for either fully automatic or three-shot burst or something, it's not an M16 or an M4.
That's right. It would be the AR-15. That's exactly what he said. And he said, look, for military rifles, it's actually two configurations, but they all involve a selector switch.
Right.
There's a three selector mode, which is safety, semi-auto, and full auto.
Right.
And then there's the three modes plus burst fire, which is with a three-shot burst. Now, obviously, in most instances, and I'm not an expert, but just my common sense would tell me that in most circumstances, a soldier does want to be trained to fire a semi-automatic, be able to do that well, because, and I think you mentioned last week, and the expert I spoke with the other last night said the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, look, you're either going to waste ammunition or you're going to be just spraying a lot of bullets and missing your target.
Right.
And what he said was, look, there are circumstances when you do want to have auto fire. Generally, if you're going to be being extracted from a position, or if you're attacking a position, you want to be sure that the enemy has their heads down. In that case, we're not going to be concerned about really hitting anything.
Right.
Unless, of course, if there are circumstances where there may be a full-blown charge of individuals coming at you, and a full automatic fire would be definitely useful. But the point is that there's many combat situations, and an infantryman or a Marine, or for that matter, a Navy SEAL or a Delta Force, the more sophisticated combatants will, and most of them, I understand, do generally fire a semi-automatic. But the point is that if all you had was the semi-automatic firing bolt, then you would have essentially the AR-15 rifle.
Right.
And so that was an absolute lie. And I asked the expert about that. He says, look, what they do is attempt to throw in a few factual statements, and then they there'll be omissions. They'll cherry pick what they want to put in, what they want to leave out.
Right.
And then they'll put something in there that's absolutely false altogether. And that's exactly what they did here. And obviously they did that for a reason. Because, you know, as in the past, the argument has always been that they would say that for all intents and purposes, an AR-15, an assault weapon, is a weapon of war, is a military rifle. And what the NRA would say, and any expert would tell you, is that, well, that's not true at all. They are distinctive types of weapons, and that what you're talking about is a weapon, an AR-15, that might have certain cosmetic features that make it look like a military rifle, but it's not a military rifle because it's not a rifle that's going to be provided troops or Marines.
Let me get you to hold at that point, because this is a good conversation to have. Let me also, point out that, Arbalest Quarrel, they're out there every day. Somebody's always on the ball every day, writing. Featured writers at Ammoland.com. Find them at ArbalestQuarrel.com. Always bringing up the stuff, always getting out there trying to create a little havoc, a little churn, if you will. Sort of like that algae that glows on the ocean when the boat goes by. That's them. We'll be right back. My guest is Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load.
needs hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, talking about the way they try to play and control the narrative when it comes to speaking about a particular weapon. In this case, their favorite low-hanging fruit, the AR-15. And I had to interrupt you in the, as we were coming to the break. What else were you about to say about that?
Yeah, Precisely that. That basically what the anti-gun groups are attempting to do, and through the mainstream press, which is their echo chamber, is make an argument for policies and for court decisions that will eventually ban on a federal level any kind of weapon that can be construed to fall under the nomenclature of assault weapon. And clearly anything that happens to look like a military rifle will be subject to eventual confiscation. And what I have begun to realize as I watch the news and basically analyze and synthesize a lot of things coming down the pike, like the McCabe firing, like the Mueller investigation, like the idiocy that comes out of Hillary Clinton's mouth when she says that Trump is a danger to the global world order. I guess she's referring to the New World Order, as most of us understand it, where you have mainstream media commentators even taking a dig at Trump's slogan, America First, as if that should be considered such a bad thing, where a classical movie like Gone with the Wind is considered to be beyond the pale, should not be seen anymore. It's just amazing. But there's something that I did, going back to the issue of what the anti-gun movement is attempting to do to classify more and more firearms into this assault weapon a category.
Sure.
I took a look at.
Well, I mean, by their plan, they're banned the way they describe the weapons. Now, they banned 205 by name, but then their description 205 by name, and then their description is any semi-automatic weapon that carries a magazine of 15 rounds or more, which is a whole bunch of semi-automatic handguns. So, they're trying to be clever.
And that's the whole thing, too. I mean, the very fact that a rifle in particular, but certainly a handgun, does use a distended magazine, a magazine could hold any number of rounds. That seems to be the big sticky wicket. I end the article pointing to a op-ed by Brett Stevens, all right? Brett Stevens is a columnist for the New York Times. And he titled an article, To Repeat, We Need to Repeal the Second Amendment, because most gun control legislation is ineffective when most Americans have a guaranteed constitutional right to purchase deadly weaponry in nearly unlimited quantities. Well, first of all, as I indicated to Brett, the fact is that a firearm is potentially deadly, as is a baseball bat for that matter, or a knife. And when he says unlimited quantities, which is hyperbole, I mean, for him, I would tend to think that, going back to the issue of a person who drinks too much, has an alcoholic problem. When drinks too many, 100's not enough. So for Brett Stevens, he's basically saying, well, one round of ammunition would be too much. But the problem that we really have is that what public policy would seem to dictate, at least for many anti-gun legislators, the people out in Hollywood, the mainstream media, and unfortunately many jurists, many courts at the appellate and district court level, they're all in on this. But do you remember back in 2015, this issue of whether so-called assault weapons, basically AR-15 rifles, are legal or not under the Second Amendment. In other words, do they fall within the core of the Second Amendment? That came up to the Supreme Court, all right? And they needed four votes in order to hear the case. My guess is that, well, we do know that Justice Thomas, and at the time, Justice Scalia was alive, and he, they both agreed that this case should be taken up because what the Seventh Circuit did was absolutely contrary to the dictates of the Heller case. But Justice Thomas basically responds to the very issue, are AR-style semiotic rifles, do they fall within the core of the Second Amendment or not? If I have a couple minutes, I would read the passages, a few important passages that he wrote, because these really are really fly in the face of everything that you hear in the news on NBC, on CBS, CNN. And what he said was this. The city's ban, that was the city of I forget what it is. Hold on a second. Freeman versus City of Highland Park, that was it. The city's ban is thus highly suspect because it broadly prohibits common semi-automatic firearms used for lawful purposes. Now, remember, the term common...
We're coming up on the next break in a minute, but I want to ask you a question. Is your whole concern here that something's going to slip through the cracks and they're going to be able to try to repeal the Second Amendment?
They cannot do that. But what they can do is... basically overturn Heller, or as they do on the appellate court level.
But how? How are they going to overturn Heller? Who's going to overturn Heller?
Well, if a liberal justice is appointed to the court, and that's a big if, but in 2020, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer hang around and they happen to get the Democrats happen to get in.
Hold on right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel, talking about what's going on out there, some of his concerns and everything else. We were talking about what it might take for them to try to overturn Heller or try to do some things. So what do you say? I don't think the likelihood of that occurring is very high. Which is, for me, that's not really one of those melons I want to hit with a hatchet or something. What do you think?
Well, no, that's true. That Heller would be overturned unless, let's face it, it is within the realm of possibility. We do know that if a Democrat gets in there, I can see right off the bat that Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg would be ready to retire. I can see that Kennedy would step down, and that would give a Democrat 3 new appointments, and that would be young appointees. So even though you're dealing with two clearly liberal wing justices with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, nonetheless, they're old-timers. To be able to get individuals in their 40s, let's say, they would they could do a lot of damage. Plus, you still have the states and what they are doing. And this is the thing, because when I read Justice Thomas's dissent, which he thought strong enough about, and Scalia joined him and Friedman, you know that this would have been part of the opinion, the majority opinion, if the Friedman case were taken up, in which case all these AR-style semi-automatic rifles would be found to be legal. And it would be a damn thing that anyone, Hollywood, the policymakers, anyone could do anything about. But reading this, just imagine that if this were an op-ed in the New York Times, when Justice Thomas says the city's ban is thus highly suspect because it broadly prohibits common semi-automatic firearms, used for lawful purposes. Roughly 5 million Americans own AR-style semi-automatic rifles. In fact, that was back in 2015, maybe another 500,000 over that now. He goes on to say the overwhelming majority of citizens who own and use such rifles do so for lawful purposes, including self-defense and target shooting. Under our precedent, that is all that is needed for citizens to have a right under the Second Amendment to keep such weapons. The Seventh Circuit, however, ultimately upheld a ban on many common semi-automatic firearms based on speculation about the law's potential policy benefit. The court conceded, though, that handguns, not assault weapons, quote, assault weapons, are responsible for the majority of gun violence in the U.S. Still, the court concluded the ordinance may increase the public sense of safety, which alone is a substantial benefit. Heller, however, forbids subjecting the Second Amendment's core protection to a freestanding interest balancing approach. This case illustrates why. The Friedman case is referred to. If a broad ban on firearms can be upheld based on conjecture that the public might feel safer, while being no safer at all, then the Second Amendment guarantees nothing. The court's refusal to review a decision that flouts two of our Second Amendment precedents, Heller and McDonald, stands in marked contrast to the court's willingness to summarily reverse court that disregard our other constitutional decisions. There is no basis for a different result when the Second Amendment precedents are at stake. I would grant certiorari to prevent the Seventh Circuit from relegating the Second Amendment to a second-class right. And so we know that if there was even one more individual, if Scalia were still alive and Gorsuch is on the court, and Trump made one more conservative appointment, four votes would have been obtained. The Friedman case or Colby, one of them, would have been heard, and it would be very clear that he cannot touch AR-15-style rifles. And what's more, as I indicate, look, what they're really getting at is not just the AR-15. They want to ban, anti-gun groups want to ban all semi-automatic weapons on the ground, basically, which is true, that they can be more accurate than a fully automatic rifle. So what that would lead people to have, as some imbeciles would say, is, well, a person can buy a musket if they want, or they could have simply a single-shot a gun. And, of course, that would be banned eventually, too. Because ultimately, they do not want to see anyone in this country having access to firearms, certainly not as a right that's intrinsic to the individual. And to see how far we're going on this, the Ameland recently wrote a piece. It's very, and you may have heard of this, Bill, Lacey Township, New Jersey. Two students at Lacey Township High School in New Jersey were suspended for posting a picture of themselves shooting guns at a private gun range. The school said zero tolerance policy says that students cannot be in possession of weapons at any time, whether on or off campus. Now, think about that for a moment. This is the Lacey Township policy. In accordance with the Safe Schools Initiative, the Zero Tolerance for Guns Act, PL 1995, and its companion, and the Lacey Township School Board Zero Tolerance Policy, any student who is reported to be in possession of a weapon of any type for any reason or purpose, whether on or off school grounds, during the academic year shall be disciplined as follows: either a long-term suspension, the evaluation by the high school child study team, in other words, you know, sit in the head and maybe you should see a psychiatrist, or see recommendation by the administration to the Board of Education for suspension for at least 1 year. Now, do you realize how far that goes? That's even worse than the Minority Report movie that we saw some years ago, where Tom Cruise played a police officer that was part of a team that would arrest people, and they would be convicted. because you're dealing with a situation where individuals simply do not think appropriately. If anyone, think about that. Here are students. They're not bringing a gun to school. They're on their own time. They're in a shooting, on a shooting range. Everything is illegal. And yet you've got...
But it's New Jersey.
Yes, in New Jersey. But understand something. What you see in New Jersey is basically mirrored in many other jurisdictions.
In New Jersey, when you're going from your house to the range, it used to be you couldn't stop at a store with a gun in your car to use the restroom. Who else does that?
Yeah, well, probably California and Hawaii.
California, unless you have one of those very rare permits, California doesn't have something that bad. But, I mean, in New Jersey, hollow point ammunition, one round of hollow point ammunition rolling around the back seat. You get a new address and a whole new wardrobe. So, I mean, New Jersey's, you know, they're sort of out.
But you're talking, but, you know, Bill, the fact is you're talking about laws. We won't agree with them, but they are law. And you're dealing with adults.
Well, you're talking about New Jersey law. But we're also coming up on the next break, so let me set us up. We're having a very spirited conversation about all of these junk states out there that just don't believe in freedom. That's just the best way to put it, I think. And my guest is Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Roger Katz. Now, we were talking about New Jersey, Roger, and here's my problem with worrying about New Jersey. Okay? This is my biggest problem with worrying about New Jersey. Those guys that are in New Jersey, that are in the legislative branch, keep getting reelected. And I mean, Kevin Sweeney, who's the president of the Senate, has a concealed carry permit and has told everybody out there listening that there will never be anybody have concealed carry permits as long as he's the president of the Senate. Some heavy hitters, some heavy grassroots hitters went to New Jersey to try to unseat Kevin Sweeney, and they couldn't get any help from the people of New Jersey.
All the worse for the people of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's the same with New York City. I don't know what it is about these people. I think they've been so psychologically conditioned.
It's what they know. It's what they know. I mean, one of the reasons that you in New York City, to be a cop in New York City, that means you're going to carry a gun with the New York trigger. And that's 12. That's a 12-pound trigger pull, which with a Glock, that means it weighs either 3 or 4 times as much as the gun weighs when it's loaded to pull the trigger. And then
accuracy difficult.
Oh, it makes it very difficult. They shoot a lot. They've got a law in New York to where if somebody is shot by the cops while they're trying to shoot the perpetrator gets charged with that because they wouldn't have been shooting in the first place if there had been no perpetrator. But I digress. The reason they have to have that 12-pound trigger is because their culture, the people of New York City that grow up to become cops, have never handled a gun before. And in order to they think it's a short circuit, a shortcut to the lack of training to get out there and make it very difficult to pull the trigger. Which makes it very difficult to pull the trigger and hit the target. So, I am all about all the, you know, I want to see what happens when national reciprocity happens because there's going to be some bloody frauds as these guys chew their own lips up. And I want to see how the fight goes, right? I want to see how the fight goes. But at the same time, a lot of times, unfortunately, and I see this like in California right now. In California, they've got all this big movement to break parts of the state off away from the seat of government. New York is thinking about that, for upstate New York, which is everything. If you look where New York City is and everything is upstate New York, there's like a little sliver that's New York City, and then there's the rest of the state. And otherwise, right. New York State's a very pro-gun state. Not so much with New Jersey. I mean, in New Jersey, you can't be an off-duty cop and carry a gun from New York.
No, it's like, like China.
It's like East Germany. It's like East Germany. It is just like East Germany. In East Germany, they had this little, thing where, like, if you when there was a West and an East Germany, you had to drive through East Germany to get to Berlin if you wanted to go visit Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So the speed limit would change every 15 or 20 feet. And they were trying to catch you and give you a speeding ticket. or a bunch of speeding tickets just for wanting to go see a historical city from Europe. But they're just like Berlin. They've got, well, you know, we have our laws and we have our standards and this is how we keep people safe. And, you know, whatever you say. I mean, I thought we were part of the 50 states. You're not. That's fine.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about it, Scalia was very careful when he drafted the Heller case.
Yeah, he was.
Talk about the right of self-defense, which is essentially tacit in the Second Amendment. What the Second Amendment is really concerned about is tyranny, and what we're really talking about is control, where government becomes overly powerful and forgets that it serves at the will of the people.
Sure.
And people seem, for the most part, to be fine. The idea that, government is the ruler and not the American people.
That's the biggest of the misconceptions out there today, that federal government is only as good as what they can enforce. That's it.
Yeah. And of course, they have a plethora of laws and they decide what they want to enforce. What we see that they don't enforce is this Foreign Agent Registration Act. And I find that particularly disconcerting. Here you've got Mueller investigating still this notion of Russian interference with our elections. True or not, it doesn't really matter when you have Congress people themselves that are basically taking money under the table from foreign governments to do their thing. And when you see that China, for Christ's sake, China is much more of a threat than Russia. I mean, they're buying our companies. They have access to our technology. Hell, for any American company that does business in China, they have to join as part of a joint venture with a Chinese company. Now, Trump wants to level the playing field, and I don't know. It seems that Democrats and Republicans, too, do not see really the threat that China poses. But beyond that, I just see, notwithstanding what Trump is attempting to do to basically put us in a position where we realize the importance of the individual and we extol the importance of individual responsibility and autonomy, and that we respect the Bill of Rights, our sacred rights and liberties. And yet we see them constantly being eroded. I mean, the First Amendment, you have to be careful what you say, whether you're on a college campus or in public anywhere. The Fourth Amendment, that doesn't exist anymore. Who has privacy? And the Second Amendment, oh, well, that's, that should go the way of buggy whips and corsets. It's mind-boggling. And do you remember what, if you ever listen to some of the comments of Clinton, she says, Trump looks backward. He wants to create a country that we had in the past, and I look forward. And I'm thinking, if we get back to our roots, to the basic precepts and principles that the framers gave to us, is that such a bad thing? But no, apparently she feels that this globalized world is a better thing, both economically and in every other way, and that we have to get with the game plan and our Second Amendment, or even many of our First Amendment, right, free speech, should be basically either done away with or specifically curtailed. Yes, the Second Amendment at the moment cannot be repealed outright, but when you realize that you have more and more state laws, and we may very well get a federal law that bans, once again, AR-15-style rifles, how far does it go? And I look, You're right when you say that the average person, if they don't see it, a particular law or a particular right, let's say, that they have, that they don't ever exercise, it doesn't faze them to lose it. But they should give a very long look at the fact that, and a very hard look at the fact that the purpose of the Second Amendment is ultimately to make clear to government officials that we keep, that the American people keep them honest. And they just don't see it that way. They'll tell you, oh, well, the military's got tanks and this, that, and the other. But they just, I don't know what it is. And I think that a lot of it does go back to our education. And you can see it now that the kids, they're not being taught civics, basic civics. They're not being taught how our government operates, whether we have three branches. They don't even know what a branch is. They'll think it's a branch of a tree. And if you ask them about the Bill of Rights, they'll think of, I don't know, a bill of sale or something. They have no conception. And this is very, very frightening, and I think on many, many levels. And it all tends to coalesce to this idea that
we're about to, the public needs to wake up. We're about to run out of time, but that's why people like you write about it, and that's why people like me talk about it, and that's why other people prepare for it, because they're not paying any attention. Would you agree with that, sir?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Arborlessquarrel.com. Go check them out. Amoland.com right here on Wednesday. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.